今天早上我们一起来学习出埃及记里头的一段事迹，就是水从磐石流出。
I'd like to share with you an event that's recorded in the book of Exodus, which is when water flowed from a rock.
出埃及记记载着以色列民族从为奴来得着自由。
Exodus records the time in which the Israelites were liberated from slavery.
在我们查考的当中，我们发现在他们困境当中，神关心他们。
And during our studies, we find that in their time of bondage and trouble, God cared for them.
神对摩西说，我看见我的百姓所受的苦。
God had told Moses, I have seen the affliction of my people.
神对摩西说，我听见了我的百姓他们的祷告哀求。
God had told Moses, I have heard their cries.
神对摩西说，我知道他们心中的苦情。
And God told Moses that I know the affliction in their hearts.
同样的，今天神也是看见我们的遭遇，他也知道我们内心的挣扎。
Today God also knows what we are going through, and He knows the conflict within our hearts.
今天神也要垂听我们对他的恳求。
Today God also will hear our cries.
在这些百姓需要的时候，他们的帮助，从神的来的帮助，就马上的临到他们。
And so at the time of the Israelites' need, the help of God came upon them.
因为他们所拜的神是全能的神，是全爱的神。
Because the God who they worshipped is the Almighty God and is an ever-loving God.
这一位神也是今天我们所在追求，我们所在敬拜的。
And this also is the God that we are pursuing and worshipping today.
所以同样的，在我们的生活当中，我们能够体验到神的全能，神的爱。
And so today in our lives, we can also experience His power and His love.
在整段的过程里头，神让很多的不可能成为可能。
And throughout the entire process, God turned many impossibilities into the possible.
同样的，在我们的生活当中，我们也常常遇到很多的不可能。
In the same way, in our lives, we also often meet with impossibilities.
在神的怜悯之下，我们也体验了很多的不可能成为可能。
But under the mercy of God, we've also seen many of those impossible things become possible.
他们出了埃及，在短短不到三个月当中，他们继续不断的来领受神的能力，神的爱。
In the short 3 months after the Israelites, or from the time that the Israelites left Egypt, the Israelites experienced much of the love of God.
但是从出埃及记的记载里头，我们也发现这些以色列人，他们对神好像一直很无知。
But from our studies in Exodus, we also see that the people seem to not really know who God was.
他们应该是信靠神，但是他们好像又没有学习到这个重点。
You'd figure they should be relying on God, but they never learned this main teaching.
那历史是一面的镜子。
History is a kind of mirror.
他们的这种软弱，也可能是我们的软弱。
And the weaknesses that the Israelites had can also be our weaknesses today.
在出埃及之后的不到三个月，发生了几件事情。
Within 3 months after the Israelites left Egypt, a few things happened to them.
他们来到马拉，有水，但是那个水是苦的，不能喝。
First, they came to Marah, where they found water, except the water was bitter and undrinkable.
在神的怜悯之下，神让那个水成为可以喝的。
Under the mercy of God, that water became drinkable.
经过两个多月，他们所带出来的粮食也都几乎要吃完了。
More than 2 months after the Israelites left Egypt, the food ran out.
人活着必须要有食物，必须要有水。
People need food and water to survive.
所以神也从天上来赐下玛纳也是这个肉给他们吃。
And so God also rained down manna from heaven and gave them meat to eat.
那这一条道路不是一次的困难解决了就不再有困难了。
It wasn't like after these obstacles were solved that now there would have no more problems forever.
度过了一个困难，接下来没多久，他们又会遇到一个挑战。
Because after they overcame one obstacle, then another challenge would show itself.
他们来到利辉定。
And they got to a place called Rephidim.
他们又遇到了同样的事情，没有水。
And there they faced the same problem. Again, there was no water.
在困难当中，他们又为这个出埃及这件事情 来感到失望。
And so in their difficulty, again, they felt discouraged and they felt hopeless about this whole thing about leaving Egypt.
在失望的当中，他们就开始又来向摩西来抱怨。
And in their hopelessness, they started complaining to Moses.
其实他们一直都生活在神的能力跟爱里头。
Actually, this entire time, they were living under the power and love of God.
但是遇到了不顺利，他们就对过去神的这些作为好像都把它抹灭掉了。
But whenever some obstacle or bump happened, then all of a sudden they would just forget everything that God had done for them.
那他们第一个反应就是责怪这个带他们出埃及的摩西。
And so their first reaction was always to blame this Moses who took them out of Egypt.
为了他们所面临的这个没有水喝这个问题，他们责怪摩西。
So they would blame him for this problem that was in front of them that they had no water to drink.
有时候我们可能也会遭受到别人的这种责怪。
Sometimes we may also be blamed by others.
我们会觉得不舒服。
And we will feel uneasy.
其实从另外一个角度来看，对方他可能有困难。
But actually, from another perspective, it could be that the person blaming us has a difficulty.
对方可能处在很忧虑、很着急的情况底下。
Maybe they are currently going through something that is very difficult for them.
所以他们，所以对方会责怪我们。
And so they turn around and blame us.
请我们看出埃及记十七章。
Look at Exodus chapter 17.
出埃及记十七章第一节。
Exodus chapter 17, verse 1.
第一节，以色列全会众都遵主的吩咐，按着战口从逊的旷野往前行，在利会定安营，百姓没有水喝。
Verse one. Then all the congregation of the children of Israel set out on their journey from the wilderness of Sin, according to the commandment of the Lord, and camped in Rephidim. But there was no water for the people to drink.
这里说他们照神的吩咐往前进。
It says here that they set out according to the commandment of the Lord.
事实上就是他们照着银柱、火柱来带领他们的路。
Because what they had done was to follow the pillar of fire and the pillar of cloud to guide their paths.
来到利未定，又遇到了没有水喝。
And so when they got to Rephidim, they found that there is no water to drink.
第二节，所以以摩西争闹说：“给我们水喝吧。”摩西对他们说：“你们为什么以我争闹？为什么试探主呢？”
Verse 2, Therefore the people contended with Moses and said, Give us water that we may drink. So Moses said to them, Why do you contend with me? Why do you tempt the Lord?
人在很在这种烦躁混怒的时候常常会做出一些无理的要求。
When people become angry or get into these weird moods, then they will make illogical or unreasonable requests.
他们对摩西说：“给我们水喝。”
They told Moses to give us water to drink.
好像摩西那里有水。
It's like as if Moses had water.
其实摩西也是没有水喝。
But Moses also had no water to drink.
我们人很容易只是要求别人，要求对方。
It's easy for us to just ask people for things all the time.
其实很多时候对方的处境是跟我们一样的。
But a lot of times, these people that we're asking, they're facing the same exact things that we are.
我们在困难当中，别人也是在困难当中。
And when we're facing difficulties, often they're facing the same ones.
我们有需要，别人他也是有需要。
When we have a need, often other people have the same need.
我们需要得到帮助，对方可能他也正需要得到帮助。
When we need help, somebody else might need the same exact help.
但是我们常常会很无理的就是你就是要帮助我，你就是要给我。
A lot of times we'll be unreasonable and say, "Well, you have to help me. You have to give me what I need right now."
那在这里，摩西用了一个很重的字眼。摩西说：“你们为什么试探神？”
So here Moses said something very sternly, very serious. He said, "Why do you tempt the Lord?"
第三节
，verse three，
百姓在那里甚渴，要喝水，就向摩西发怨言，说：“你为什么将我们从埃及领出来？”使我们和我们的儿女并牲畜都渴死呢。
And the people thirsted there for water, and the people complained against Moses and said, Why is it you have brought us up out of Egypt to kill us and our children and our livestock with thirst?
眼前他们真的是没水喝。
They really had no water to drink.
但是他们已经想到更糟糕的是他们会口渴而死。
But they've already thought ahead and realized that we're going to thirst to death.
人很容易有一个倾向，把事情想得更糟糕。
We have a habit of taking things and blowing them way out of proportion.
所以就给自己增加很多不必要的忧愁烦恼。
And so we bring upon ourselves a lot of additional and unnecessary trouble and problem and frustrations.
是的，是有困难。
Yeah, it's true that you've got a problem or a challenge.
但是常常它并不是真的就像我们想象的那么的糟糕。
But often it's really not nearly as bad as you imagine it is.
他们在这里说我们会渴死。
Here they told Moses that we are going to die from thirst.
所以你为什么把我们带出埃及？
And so why did you bring us out of Egypt?
第四节。
Verse 4.
摩西就呼求主说，我向这百姓怎样行呢？他们几乎要拿石头打死我。
So Moses cried out to the Lord, saying, what shall I do with this people? They are almost ready to stone me.
所以这是摩西他所遭遇的境况。
And so this was the problem that Moses was facing.
这些人甚至几乎要拿石头来扎这个摩西。
That these people were about ready to pick up stones and kill Moses with them.
第五节。
Verse 5.
主对摩西说，你手里拿着你先前击打河水的杖，带领以色列的几个长老从百姓面前过去，走过去。
And the Lord said to Moses, go on before the people and take with you some of the elders of Israel and take in your hand the rod with which you struck the river and go.
第六节，我必在河列的磐石那里站在你面前，你要击打磐石，从磐石里必有水流出来，使百姓可以喝。摩西就在以色列的长老眼前这样行了。
Verse 6, behold, I will stand before you there on the rock in Horeb, and you shall strike the rock, and water will come out of it that the people may drink. And Moses did so in the sight of the elders of Israel.
神当然知道他们没有水喝。
Of course, God knew that they had no water to drink.
神既然带领他们出埃及，神当然也有办法在这个旷野路上来养活他们。
If God was the one that had brought them out of Egypt, then of course God would have the ability to sustain their lives while they were in the wilderness.
所以神就告诉摩西，你要怎么做就会有水。
And so God told Moses what to do so that there would be water.
第七节。
Verse 7.
摩西给那个地方起名叫玛撒，就是试探的意思，又叫米利巴，就是争闹的意思，因为以色列人争闹，又因为他们试探主说，主是在我们中间，不是。
So he called the name of the place Massa, which means tempted, and Meribah, which means contention, because of the contention of the children of Israel, and because they tempted the Lord, saying, is the Lord among us or not?
为什么摩西说这些百姓是试探神？
Why did Moses say that these people were tempting God?
因为当他们在抱怨摩西在那边争闹的时候，其实他们的内心想的是神在哪里。
Because when the people were grumbling and complaining against Moses, what they were thinking in their hearts was, where is God?
我们常常以为说照着我的期望这样来进行，那就是有神在当中。
A lot of times we feel like this thing happens the way I think it should happen, then it means that God is with me.
如果不是照着我们的期望，我们就马上有一个问号，神知道吗？神真的全能吗？
But if things don't happen the way that we feel like they should happen, then our first question is, well, is God really all-powerful? Is God really even there?
在他们的这种埋怨争闹的背后，就是他们在质疑神，你还在我们当中吗？
And so what was behind all of this grumbling and complaining by the people was this question of God, are you still among us?
如果你在我们的当中，为什么会遇到这样的事情？
Because if you are among us, then how come these things are happening to us?
这是人常常会有的一个软弱的地方。
This is often a weakness that we as humans have.
那我们再仔细的来看这段事迹，让我们来再从这段事迹来一方面学习看清楚我们的人性，一方面也再一次的来肯定神伟大的神性。
And so let's once again look into this event and look at the power of God from this.
也看到我们的看清楚我们自己，看清楚人性。
Let's understand both the humanity or the characteristics of us as humans, as well as the power of God.
第四节。
Verse 4.
摩西就呼求主说，我向这百姓怎样行呢？他们几乎要拿石头打死我。
So Moses cried out to the Lord, saying, what shall I do with this people? They are almost ready to stone me.
这是摩西他对神的呼求。
This was Moses' cry to God.
他说：“愤怒的百姓几乎要拿石头来打啊，来打我。”
He told God that these angry people are just about ready to stone me.
因为这些百姓将这个困难怪罪于摩西。
Because these Israelites took this difficulty and poured it all on Moses.
如果不是你带我们出埃及，我们怎么会遇到这个事情？
Because if it wasn't you that took us out of Egypt, then this wouldn't have happened to us.
好像摩西是坏人一样。
It's as if Moses was the bad guy.
其实摩西是爱百姓的，其实摩西是一个大好人。
Actually, Moses loved the people. Moses was probably the most good guy there.
但是当时绝大部分的人都怪罪摩西。
But at the time, most of the people, the vast majority, blamed Moses.
有时候我们要反过来看，反过来想。
A lot of times we need to flip the tables.
被责怪的摩西，他并没有错，他并不是坏人。
And we need to realize that this Moses that's being blamed is not the bad guy. He's not the one that's made a mistake.
所以当我们在责怪别人的时候，
So when we're blaming somebody,
好，我们要反过来看一下，想一下，这个人他并不是坏人。
So we should turn around and think for a minute that this person isn't actually the bad guy.
只是我们遇到困难，我们责怪他。
It's just that we have happened to face a difficulty or a challenge now, and now I'm blaming him.
那这一些愤怒的百姓啊，甚至他们不但用言语来攻击摩西，甚至几乎有这个身体上的伤害。
You see, these Israelites not only used their mouths to blame Moses with their words, but they also were about to take action to actually cause bodily injury to Moses.
这些百姓都是摩西所爱的，摩西所带领、所关心的。
These Israelites were all people who Moses led and guided and loved and cared for.
最受苦的一件事情就是被你所爱的人来攻击你。
What is probably one of the most difficult things to have to deal with is when somebody who you love turns around and attacks you.
所以摩西对神说，我向这个百姓，我应当怎么行？
That's why Moses cried out to the Lord, saying, "What shall I do with these people?"
过去两个多月的经验，他们应该懂得信靠神，等候神。
All the experiences from the past 2 months should have taught the Israelites to trust in God and wait for God.
但是这些百姓好像一点都没有成长。
But it seems like these Israelites didn't grow at all.
摩西也不晓得他该怎么做才好。
And Moses didn't know what he should do.
摩西是一个很有口才、很有能力的人。
Moses was actually somebody with great eloquence and power.
但是在这样的情况之下，他也突然觉得自己真的很有限。
But under these circumstances, Moses himself felt very limited.
他是一个有能力的人。
He was somebody with great capabilities.
他是一个有人生经历的人。
He is somebody who had a lot of experiences in life.
但是面对着这些百姓，他发现自己实在是渺小，他很无可奈何。
But when he had to face these people, then he realized how small and minute he was.
但是他知道将这个他没有办法解决的问题带到哪里去。
But then he knew where to take this problem that he couldn't solve.
所以他向神来呼求。
He cried out to God.
有些时候人遇到的困难是退缩，甚至离开神。
Sometimes when people face difficulties, they shrink back or even leave God altogether.
那这些古圣徒他们伟大的地方就在这里。
But what was so great about these ancient saints was in this exact area.
在困难的当中，他们仍然没有离开神。
That in their greatest difficulties, they actually did not leave God.
好，我们回想一下圣经里头这些魔幻的古圣徒，几乎都有这一个特性。
If you look back into all the saints in the Bible, or the ancient saints, you see that they all have this commonality.
不是因为他们是魔幻的古圣徒，所以他们是一帆风顺。
And it's not just because that they are all these model saints that everything always went perfectly with them.
是的，他们在人生、在信仰，他们是很成功的。
Yes, you see that in their lives, in their faith, they were very successful.
很成功不等于说过程里头完全没有困难。
But success doesn't mean that they had never had a difficulty in their lives.
甚至是他们所遭遇的困难比我们任何人都还多还大。
Actually, for the most part, most of them had to face difficulties that were even greater than the ones we have to face.
那他们的成功也在于在这最困难当中他们没有离开神。
And their success actually lie with how they were able to not leave God in those times of difficulty.
这亚述的军队来攻打犹，在西西家王的时代，亚述的军队来攻打犹大国。
When the kingdom of Assyria came to attack the kingdom of Judah in the time of King Hezekiah.
亚述的军队非常的强盛。
The Assyrian army was very strong at the time.
所以好多的地方都已经被亚述的军队所打下来。
And so the army had already taken down many of the, had already attacked much of the kingdom of Judah.
很快的，这亚述的军队也将耶路撒冷给围困了。
And the army, the enemy, army of Syria had also, I'm sorry, Assyria had also besieged the capital.
这亚述的军队已经在 城门外了。
They had actually already come to the front gate of the city.
这是一个 很实在的、很大的一个威胁。
This was actually a very real and very great danger.
在这样的情况之下，亚述的军队当然喊话，要他们放弃投降。
And of course, the Assyrians wanted the people of Judah to surrender.
但是西西家王他没有离开，没有离开神。
But King Hezekiah did not leave God.
他也不晓得这个仗要怎么打。
He also didn't know how to fight this battle.
他找先知以赛亚来。
So he found the prophet Isaiah.
他们进入圣殿。
They went into the temple.
他们将这个这么大的困难来提到神的面前。
And they took this great difficulty and they brought it before God.
丹尼里先知也是一个魔幻的古圣徒。
Daniel was also another model saint.
在大力乌王的时候，他也有一次遭遇到生命的威胁。
During the time of King Darius, he also once faced a threat to his life.
他是不是在这三十天内，他守着他的信仰？
The question was whether he was able to hold fast to his faith during those 30 days.
就是他照平常的惯常的例子，他每天三次的来向神祷告。
During those 30 days, he continued his custom to pray to God 3 times a day.
他是身处在外国，在异邦。
He was actually living in exile in a foreign country.
他没有掩盖自己的信仰。
He did not hide his own faith.
他是公开他的信仰。
He actually was very open about it.
他祷告的时候，他把窗子打开，他面向着耶路撒冷祷告。
Three times a day, he opened his windows toward Jerusalem and prayed in front of everybody.
这个不是刻意的，但是呢，他不掩盖他自己的信仰。
It wasn't like he purposely did this as a show, but we see that he did not purposely try to hide his faith either.
那当时有一道命令，三十天之内不能够向任何的人或者神来跪拜。
At the time, there was a decree in the kingdom that no man could bow down to any god or image or any other person for 30 days.
不是永远的，这只是三十天。
It was just a 30-day decree. It wasn't forever.
这也可以妥协一下，这三十天就暂时不做这种公开的祷告。
So, I mean, Daniel could have just compromised and said, "All right, I won't pray for just these 30 days."
但是在这危急的当中，他不离开神，他不离开他的信仰。
But in this time of danger, Daniel still did not leave his God. He did not leave his faith.
神是伟大的神。
God is a almighty God.
神的伟大大过于我们的失败，大过于我们的成功。
His power exceeds our success and our failures.
只要我们懂得将我们的困难 来摆在他的面前。
As long as we know to place our challenges before him.
纵然是我们最黑暗的时刻，神有办法。
Because even in our darkest times, God has a way.
纵然是我们最困难的时候，神也能够开路。
In our most difficult times, God can open a way.
问题常常不是在于神，问题常常是在我们自己。
Usually the problem isn't with God, the problem is within ourselves.
在这种最黑暗、最困难的时刻，我们站在哪一边？
During our most difficult times, which side will we stand on?
我们是不是仍然站在神的这一边？
Do we continue to stand on the side of God?
在危急的当中，我们可以将困难来摆在神的面前。
In time of crisis, can we place our difficulties before him?
不是去怪罪别人。
Not to blame somebody else.
那有时候也不需要因为别人怪罪我们，而我们来自己受到伤害。
Sometimes also, we should not allow ourselves to be harmed or hurt because somebody else is blaming us.
这个百姓怪罪摩西。
The Israelites blame Moses.
摩西他没有跟这些百姓来争个道理。
But Moses did not argue with the Israelites.
有时候我们觉得我们是有理的。
Sometimes we feel like I'm the reasonable, logical one here.
所以我们会跟那个怪罪我们的人，我们来评评理。
And so we'll take the person that is blaming us and we'll argue with them based on logic.
常常这样子我们不会赢的，我们只是会受伤更重。
But often when we do things like this, we're not going to win out. We're going to actually get hurt even more.
我们最好学摩西这样子。
Best thing we can do is to learn from Moses.
把这个问题提到神的面前。
To take the problem before God.
请看希伯来书第四章。
Let's look at Hebrews chapter 4.
希伯来书第四章十五节。
Hebrews chapter 4, verse 15.
十五节，因为我们的大祭司并非不能体恤我们的软弱，他也曾凡事受过试探，与我们一样，只是他没有犯罪。
For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin.
十六节，所以我们只管坦然无惧，来到施恩的宝座前，为要得连续蒙恩惠做随时的帮助。
16. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need.
为什么摩西说这些百姓是试探神？
Why did Moses say that the people had tempted God?
因为他们以为神已经不在他们当中。
Because they felt that God was no longer among them.
这也是我们常常会有的软弱。
And this often is the same weakness that we will have.
我们以为神不知道。
We think that God doesn't know.
我们以为神他不会帮助我们。
We think that God won't help us.
甚至我们以为神无能为力。
We even think that God is powerless to help us.
所以我们只是受更多的苦，受更多的伤害。
And so we just suffer even more, and we become hurt even more.
神的伟大永远是大过于我们的失败，我们的成功。
The power of God will always exceed both our failures and our successes.
请再看回出埃及记十七章。
Let's look back to Exodus chapter 17.
十七章的第五节、第六节神就指示摩西他应该怎么做。
In chapter 17, verses 5 to 6, God told Moses what to do.
那当然，神要来解决他们的问题。
Of course, God wanted to solve their problems.
神要让他们有水喝。
God wanted them to have water to drink.
摩西必须把这些百姓领到这个何烈的磐石。
So Moses had to lead the people of Israel to the rock at Horeb.
在圣经里头说他带着几个长老前往。
The Bible says here that he took a few elders and walked there.
这些长老就是百姓的代表。
The elders of Israel were the representatives of the people.
这些长老看到所行的事情，就要将这个事情传达给百姓。
When the elders would see things happening, they would have to go and pass this news or what they had seen onto the rest of the people.
摩西手中必须拿着那一根杖，他必须用这一根杖来击打磐石。
Moses would have to take the rod. He would have to strike the rock.
然后照神所说的，这个水就从磐石流出来。
And according to what God had said, water would flow from the rock.
在圣经里头，这些古圣徒他们 常常将他们对神的体验啊，来做一些描写。
In the Bible, we'll see that the ancient saints will describe some of their experiences that they've had.
他们很愿意用我们所能够懂的，来将他们的对神的体验来告诉我们，让我们容易明白。
And they're very willing to use terms that we can understand to explain the experiences they had with God.
因为他们知道他们的神也是我们的神。
Because they knew that their God is also our God.
他们知道他们的体验也可以成为我们的体验。
They know that their experiences can also be ours.
那他们很愿意帮助我们能够有信心来领受神的爱，神的能力。
They're very willing to help us so that, to help our faith so that we can have the faith to experience the power and the love of God.
所以很多古圣徒他们在描写神的时候，他们用磐石来描写神。
And so you'll find that a lot of saints in the ancient times will use the term rock to describe God.
请看《生命记》三十二章第四节。
Let's look at Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 4.
生命记三十二章第四节。
Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 4.
他是磐石，他的作为完全，他所行的无不公平，是诚实无为的神，又公义又正直。
He is the rock, his work is perfect, for all his ways are justice, a God of truth and without injustice, righteous and upright is he.
在这里，摩西要告诉我们，这位神呐，他是很公平的，很诚实的。是正义、很公义的、正直的。
Here Moses tells us that God is perfect. He's just. He's without injustice. He's righteous and upright.
他说，他就像磐石这样子，这么的坚固，这么的可靠，这么的不会动摇。
He tells us how God is just like a rock, just how immovable a rock is, just how strong a rock is.
再请看诗篇十八篇。
Let's also look at Psalm 18.
诗篇十八篇第一节。
Psalm 18, verse 1.
主，我的力量啊，我爱你。第二节，主是我的岩石，我的山寨，我的救主，我的神，我的磐石，我所投靠的。他是我的盾牌，是拯救我的脚，是我的高台。
I will love you, Lord, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold.
大卫说，这位神是我们可以投靠他的。
David says that this is a God that we can trust in.
因为他就像磐石那样子，那么的稳固，我们可以依靠他。
Because he's just like a rock, a fortress that is so immovable and strong, we can rely on him.
当我们依靠这个磐石，他就成为我们的盾牌。他就成为拯救我们的脚。
When we rely and lean on him, then he will become our shield. He will become the horn of our salvation, our stronghold.
那在新约圣经里头，主耶稣说，一个聪明人要把房子盖在磐石上。
In the New Testament, Jesus tells us that the wise man builds his house on the rock.
就是人不但要听道，而且要行道。
Which means that we should not only listen to the teachings, we should do the teachings.
这样我们的家庭，我们的信仰道路才会是稳固的。
And in this way, our faith, our households, our homes will be strong.
主耶稣他也把自己比喻成磐石。
Jesus also once said that he is like the rock.
所以他告诉门徒说，他要将他的教会盖在磐石上。
He told the disciples that I will build my church on the rock.
这些尤其是彼得，他知道。这个磐石指的就是主耶稣。
And the disciples, especially Peter, knew that this rock was talking about Jesus.
在解释圣经有一种解释法叫做意表的解释法。
When we describe things in the Bible, there is one way that we can do it, which is in terms of prefiguration.
那这摩西击打磐石啊，这也是对主耶稣的一个意表。
And so when Moses hit the rock, that was a prefiguration of Jesus.
我们请看哥林多前书第十章。
Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 10.
哥林多前书第十章第一节。
1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 1.
弟兄们，我不愿意你们不晓得，我们的祖宗从前都从营下、从海中经过。
Moreover, brethren, I do not want you to be unaware that all our fathers were under the cloud, all passed through the sea.
保罗也要用出埃及的这一件事情来说明一些主有关主耶稣的事情。
So here Paul wanted to use these events from the Exodus to talk about Jesus.
第一节说到他们过红海。
The first talks about how they passed through the Red Sea.
第二节都在营里海里受洗归了摩西。
The verse 2 also talks about how they were baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea.
这个过红海意表着受洗。
So passing through the Red Sea prefigures or resembles baptism.
第三节，并且都吃了一样的灵食。
Verse 3, they all ate the same spiritual food.
这个 manna, 这个保罗说它就是意表着属灵的粮食。
So Paul says that the manna resembles spiritual food.
这个神的教训，神的话语就是属灵的粮食。
The teachings, the words of God are spiritual food.
第四节也都喝了一样的灵水，所喝的是出于那随着他们的灵磐石，那磐石就是基督。
Verse 4, and all drank the same spiritual drink, for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ.
这里保罗说，那个流出水来的那个磐石，就意表着主耶稣基督。
Here Paul says that rock that the water flowed from was Christ.
那这样子我们就很容易去明白。这个击打磐石是什么意思
？And so now it's easy for us to understand what it meant when Moses struck the rock.
主耶稣在十字架上打破他的身体，为我们来受苦。
When Jesus Christ was on the cross, he was beaten and struck for us.
主耶稣在十字架上为我们流出宝血。
On the cross, he shed his blood for us.
主耶稣在十字架上为我们流出了这个宝血，成为洗罪的泉源。
On the cross, Jesus shed the blood that has become this fountain of salvation for us.
因为他受的鞭伤，让我们得医治。
It's because he was beaten that we are healed.
他所受的苦，让我们能够得着丰富。
It's because of his affliction that we're able to be blessed. And be filled.
那我们知道耶稣的宝血。跟赦罪、跟领受生命是有关系的。
So we know that the blood of Christ, has to do with our salvation.
所以在这里，在哥林多前书十章四节啊，这保罗把它解释成说，那一个磐石是一直跟着他们的。
And so in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4, Paul said that rock followed them.
其实这个灵磐石直接说。神的同在是一直的跟随着他们的。
And so, in other words, the abidance of God always followed them.
我们如果有照着读经进度在读的话，我相信你已经读过出埃及记，也读过民数记。
If we've been following our annual Bible reading schedule, then I believe you've already read both Exodus and Numbers.
那你如果还有印象的话，你会记得在民数记里头。也有同样一件类似的事情。
And you may remember that in the book of Numbers, there was a similar event.
就是没有水喝，百姓在那边又是埋怨。
Which was that there was no water to drink, and the Israelites complained again.
那一样，神让磐石出水，让他们有水喝。
And again, God allowed water to come from the rocks for the people to drink.
类似的事情，但是还是有一点点的不一样。
It was a similar event, but there was still a small difference.
在民数记二十章那一段的记载是神要摩西吩咐磐石流出水来。
In Numbers chapter 20, in that event, God wanted Moses to talk to the rock to make water come out.
神不是要摩没有叫摩西击打磐石。
He did not tell Moses to strike the rock.
但是当时摩西他也被这些百姓争闹的。他也有一点情绪化。
By the time Moses had been so frustrated by the Israelites that he was a little bit worked up.
人就是人，人真的很有限。
Because humans are humans and we have limits.
摩西是一个很老练的人，很有修养的人，他也是会生气。
Moses was a pretty refined person, but even he could become angry.
在这个生气之下，他似乎忘了神对他所说的“你吩咐磐石出水”。
In his anger, even Moses forgot that God told him to talk to the rock.
他照着他上一次的经验。
And so he did what he did last time.
他 击打磐石。
He struck the rock.
啊，当然，磐石也是出水。
And of course, the rock still, released water.
哦，那我们也知道，因为这件事情，神没有让摩西进入迦南地。
But we know that it was because of this one incident that God did not allow Moses to go into the promised land.
啊，主耶稣为我们钉十字架，只有一次。
Jesus only died on the cross for us once.
哦，他一次将自己献上，啊，就成了永恒的祭。
It was that one sacrifice that became the eternal, sacrifice.
哦，我们一个已经领受恩典的人，我们不能够再把主耶稣钉十字架。
Those who have received His grace, we should not crucify Jesus a second time.
啊，主耶稣的恩典一样是源源不断的要赐给我们。
His grace will continue to follow us and be poured out on us.
啊，圣灵也被比喻成活水的江河。
The Holy Spirit has also been symbolized as water, living water.
通常我们是祈求来领受圣灵。
Usually it is through asking that we receive the Holy Spirit.
啊，所以啊，我们接受洗礼啊，我们也要渴慕圣灵，领受圣灵。常常被圣灵充满。
So after we've been baptized, we should yearn for the Holy Spirit, and we should be filled constantly with the Holy Spirit.
好，所以磐石被击打了，我们需要主耶稣为我们钉十字架。
And so, just as the rock was struck, we need Jesus, to die on the cross for us.
啊，主耶稣复活，主耶稣升天，他得荣耀了。
Now we know that Jesus was.Jesus resurrected and he ascended to heaven in glory.
他仍然要听我们的祷告。
And so he will continue to hear our prayers.
他仍然要将生命的活水来赐给我们。
He will continue to give us the springs of living water.
所以我们向他求圣灵，求圣灵的充满。
And so we pray to him and ask for the Holy Spirit and the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
让我们常常深深的被圣灵来带领我们，来感动我们。
So that we can constantly and continually be filled and led by the Spirit.
如果我们深深的被圣灵感动我们，我们才能够深深的被圣灵来影响我们，来带领我们。
Only when we're deeply moved by the Spirit can we truly be led and influenced by the Spirit.
我们才能够真的将主耶稣基督把它活在人的面前。
And only then can we live out Jesus Christ before others.
让人看到一个被圣灵充满的人是这样子的，被圣灵来引导，被圣灵来感动影响。
So that others can see how a person that's filled by the Spirit can be led by the Spirit.
我们再看回出埃及记十七章。
Let's go back to Exodus chapter 17.
第七节。
Verse 7.
那事情过了之后，这是摩西对这件事情的一个评语。
This is what Moses said about the whole situation after it happened.
他把这个地方叫做玛撒，也叫做米利巴。
He called the name of the place Massa and Meribah.
因为百姓他们还是不信，还是常常质疑神。
Because the Israelites still did not believe and still continued to doubt God.
因为他们的不信，在生活当中就充满着很多的争闹。
And it's because of their this unbelief that their lives continue to be filled with contention.
这个玛撒米利巴在显示当时这些百姓他们的信仰情形。
And so these two names, Massa and Meribah, describe the life of the Israelites.
那我们的信仰情况如何呢？
So what are our lives like?
我们是不是也活在这个玛撒跟米利巴当中？
Do we also live in Massa and Meribah?
主耶稣已经为我们曾经受死在十字架上。
Jesus has already died on the cross for us.
就好像这磐石被击打了。
It's like this rock has already been struck.
他们有水喝了，
they
他们就也得到了平安。
They had water to drink, and so they were able to have peace.
我们有没有在主耶稣里头来得着平安？
Have we also found peace in Jesus Christ?
主耶稣的活水要赐给凡是觉得干渴的人。
The living water of Christ is for anyone who thirsts.
启示录二十二章十七节，圣经里头的最后一个邀请。
In Revelation 22, verse 17, we see the final request of the Bible.
说凡口渴的人 都可以来白白的取生命水喝。
It says, let him who thirsts come, whoever desires, let him take the water of life freely.
如果我们还没有接受主耶稣宝血赦罪的洗礼，
if we still have not accepted the baptism of salvation of redemption,
我们月底就会有灵恩布道会。
There is a spiritual and evangelical convocation at the end of this month.
我们还没有受洗的人，可以好好的想一想，我们要立下决心来接受耶稣宝血的恩典。
Those of us who are not baptized can take this time to think about whether or not we want to receive the washing of the blood of Christ.
我们要为我们的灵恩会我们开始来做准备。
We should also continue start to prepare for the spiritual convocation.
在灵恩会的期间我们尽量排开我们的一些个人的事情来参加灵恩会。
And during the spiritual convocation, we should try to set aside our other matters to try to attend the spiritual convocation.
我们借着灵恩会我们再次来造就我们的灵性。
Because from the spiritual convocation, we'll attempt to edify or build up our faith.
我们来多一点的祷告祈求圣灵，祈求圣灵的充满。
We can use it to pray some more and to pray for the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
我们一起唱诗478首。
Let's sing hymn 478.
Because he is, oh, here.
Please be seated.
过去他们所体验的神迹啊，不是只是一个过去。
The miracles that the Israelites experienced in the past are not just a part of history.
神是不改变的神。
His God is an unchanging God.
他的作为仍然存在啊，我们今天。
And His works continue today.
啊，所以这磐石流出水来的神迹，今天我们仍然可以去体验。
And so the miracle of water flowing from the rock is a miracle that we can still experience today.
啊，主耶稣就是那个磐石。
And Jesus is that rock.
啊，主耶稣为我们流出他的宝血。
He shed his blood for us.
啊，主耶稣将应许的圣灵赐给我们。
He gave us the promised Holy Spirit.
这个都是神迹。
These are all miracles.
啊，这个都是我们可以领受的。
These are all things that we can receive.
啊，我们现在来做结束的祷告。
So now we'll make our final prayer.
啊，我们要接受按手帮助祷告的，我们可以到前面来。
Those who would like to receive the laying of hands can feel free to come to the front.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.